Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Scott McKibben, and I am the Executive Director of the Joint Powers Authority, which is the organization that oversees the management of the Coliseum and Oracle Arena. I'd like to thank all of you for taking time out of your busy days to come and spend time with us this afternoon for what we think is a very important announcement. And so at this time, I'd like to introduce to you Mark Davis, the owner of the Oakland Raiders.
Good afternoon, and Happy New Year. We're here today to let you know that we've agreed in principle to a one-year lease extension to play our home games at the Oakland Coliseum for the 2016 season. This will include our two preseason games and seven regular season games. It won't include the one game that we'll be playing in Mexico City on November 21st against the Houston Texans. In addition, we have two one-year options for the respective seasons of 2017 and 2018 that we can use. Getting this deal done was Scott McKibben and Mark Bedane, and they should be given great thanks for the work that they did on it. Secondly, we'd like to announce that we are going to be hiring Larry McNeil to join our stadium development team. Larry previously spent 10 years as the chief financial officer of the San Francisco 49ers and was in charge of development of Levi's Stadium. He is coming on board to represent our interest in negotiations with the County Board of Supervisors, the JPA, and the City of Oakland. And finally, despite the increase in costs that were due to the lease terms, we will not be raising the prices for season tickets to per game per our season ticket holders. They're loyal, passionate, and so in Oakland there will be a $225 ticket, season ticket for nine games in the third deck, which is probably one of the greatest values in sports. And we're looking forward to this coming season, and hopefully the only added cost will be two home preseason games that we may earn this season. And I'd like to pass it over to Larry for that.
Thank you, Mark. This truly is a good day here in the city of Oakland. Mark has said a lot of things that I was going to say in my prepared text, so I'm not going to duplicate what he said. But I would like to express my personal thanks to you, Mark, and for the fans of Raider Nation, that we know that 2016, that you'll be playing here in ODOT Coliseum. And I'd like to express my personal thanks to Mark Bedane, and to our executive director, that if it wasn't for the two of them and their series of meetings that they've had, we wouldn't be here today to announce this one-year lease extension with two-year, one-year options. So, Mr. Davis, thank you from the bottom of my heart. From the bottom of my heart, I appreciate what the Raiders mean to the Raider Nation, but even more important, what the Raiders mean to the city of Oakland and to the county of Alameda. And I'm going to turn it back over to you, or does it go back to Supervisor Miner?
I would like to thank you, Larry. I'd like to introduce the vice chair of the JPA, Nate Miley, from the Alameda County Board of Supervisors.
So good afternoon to all of you out there. It's good seeing so many representatives from the press and the public and Raider Nation. Yes, this is a very, very significant occasion. You know, I'm thankful that we've been able to come to an extension with the Oakland Raiders so that they can continue to play here in the city of Oakland, County of Alameda. And it's been pointed out it's for 1 year, but a possible 1 and 2 year extensions as well. So it truly is momentous. I know people get frustrated with the length of time that it takes, but there's a lot of work that goes into making these negotiations happen. And I, too, want to point out the Scott McKibben, you know, we hired him to be our executive director. We made that decision last year, and he's really coming through brilliantly. So I just want to thank Scott and Mark Bedane from the Oakland Raiders for their work in bringing us to this point today. The product that the Oakland Raiders are putting on the field is symbolic of the fact that they're continuing to play here in this city, in this county. We expect great things from the Oakland Raiders. They're part of this community, they're part of the fabric of this community, And as a county supervisor and the chair of the Joint Powers Authority, I'm pleased that we're here with Mark Davis, the owner of the team, to make this announcement. And I'm hoping that should the JPA get an opportunity to negotiate a stadium deal, we could do that as well.
At this time, I'd like to introduce Scott Haggerty, currently president of the Alameda County Board of Supervisors. Scott?
Thank you. What a great day. I'm just so excited. And when I get excited, I come up with some pretty corny stuff. But, you know, today is like giving birth to a baby. And what I mean by that is it's a new beginning. And this is a new beginning because I know that, you know, Mark Davis has been extremely patient with the county and the city and the JPA. And first of all, I want to thank Mark Davis for that because this is not an easy process. It's not easy working with the JPA, the city, and the county, and the different personalities that go along with that and the frustrations that go along with that. So for that, you know, I know how it can be, and I know how it can be when, you know, you're working with certain politicians and all of a sudden, poof, one day they're out of office, and now you've got a new set of people to work with. So I really want to thank Mark Davis, for working with us. You know, we're going to get this right. We know how important the Oakland Raiders are to the city of Oakland, more importantly to the county of Alameda. They are an asset. They are a sense of pride to this community, and we want to make sure that sense of pride stays here. So this lease was extremely important. Some people will criticize it. They'll say, but there's only 1 year. No, look beyond that 1 year. It's got two extensions. Those extensions are very important. This is a team that is on the move. This is a team that I hope will be in the playoffs next year. They should be. They're good enough to be. I believe they beat the Super Bowl champions this year, didn't you? You did. You beat the Super Bowl champions. So they will be in the Super Bowl next year. And we want to make sure that we do everything that while they're in our facility, it's enjoyable. And this gives us an opportunity to speak about other things that speak to the future of the Oakland Raiders here in the city of Oakland and the county of Alameda, and I'm committed to make sure that happens. So let's seize this moment, let's look to the future, and let's make sure that we do everything to make sure that the next world champions are the Oakland Raiders. Thank you.
Thank you all very much. At this point in time, we'd like to open it up to the group for questions, and I'll kind of be the selector here so we keep peace and unity in the group. So any questions? First, Zenny.
Yeah. At last week's Super Bowl, Atlanta Falcons owner Alan DeBlack told me, and he posted at zenny62.com, that he could not say Raiders without Oakland in it. And then, of course, the State of the NFL speech, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said that Oakland was working toward a long-term stadium deal or is expected to do that. Is this a signal
and that you will not make overtures to other cities, giving a signal that you might move the Raiders someplace else?
First off, this is about today and the future, and the lease that we just signed with the city of Oakland gives us an opportunity to work on a permanent facility for the Raiders here in Oakland, and that's where we're going to keep it.
Yes, right back here, please.
Mark, you hired Larry McNeil. What's he going to do? What do you got planned? What's on the board?
He'll be working with Mark Bedain and our negotiating team to bring some experience that somebody who has built a stadium here in the Bay Area and understands the political machinations and everything else, and we feel he could be a useful resource for us.
But what do you have? Is there anything right now to give anybody hope that something will get done?
Well, we've got the four of us sitting up here right now. That's a start.
We're sitting up here as partners in this endeavor. You know, it's 1 year. Speaking on behalf of not just myself, but the members of the Oakland City Council, it is an opportunity for us to accelerate our pace in our efforts of working with our partners to try to come up with a long-term solution. That long-term solution is a football-only stadium that one of the greatest teams that ever played the game of football will play in. And so that's our commitment to move forward over this next year to try to get a deal like that done.
We have a question right here.
Hi, Ron Ludi, San Francisco Business Times. What are the terms that we're talking about here? And you mentioned maybe more cost and still not raising ticket prices. So is there more cost to these terms?
I'm sorry. What I was going to say, if I may, Mark, is that we're not going to go into the specifics because it has to go to the tentative agreement has to go to the members of the Alameda County Board of Supervisors for their approval. It has to come to the full body of the Joint Powers Authority for our approval, and then it has to go to the Oakland City Council. So we would prefer not to go into any specific details until those respective governing bodies had an opportunity to review them and to vote on this tentative agreement.
And then, let me just say one more thing. Once it goes through that process, then it does have to go through the NFL ownership vote as well. Yes, they're very similar.
What? Right here? Oh, right here.
You know, earlier in the year we had these sense of urgencies with these dates, you know, with owners' meetings by January 4th and then January 12th and things like that. And then the vote came down, things are the way they are. Now, with this lease now being in place, what happens to that sense of urgency now? And are you happy with this? What happens to this urgency of getting a stadium built for you here?
I believe that I'll term this as a win-win situation. For the city of Oakland, the mayor, when she presented in front of the National Football League owners, she said the one thing they needed was time, that if they had more time, that they believed they could get something done with the Raiders in Oakland. And for the Raiders, it gives us some certainty for this season as well as flexibility for the following two seasons. And the certainty is really important for us right now because free agency is coming up and players are going to want to know where they're going to be playing and where they're going to be living and everything else. So as I'll say again, I think it's a win-win situation, and we'll look forward to the future.
Are there right over here.
Okay. Jeff Shuttleworth of Bay City News Service. Supervisor Haggerty, I saw you quoted recently as saying this is a great deal for the Raiders. Or is it? I understand you can't go into the terms today, but is it a good deal for the taxpayers as well?
I think what I was referring to was a podcast that I did a couple weeks ago, and that I was referring to the last deal. That was the last deal that I think was a great deal for the Raiders. So I don't think Mark agrees with me on that. I think Mark just whispered in my ear, we can agree to disagree. I think that what we have before us is a fair deal. I think it works for the Raiders. I think it works for the city and the county. You think it works?
I agree that it works.
Yeah,
it
works for us
to get something done.
But again, on the urgency issue, I don't think this gives us a sense of relaxation. What we have before us is urgency to continue to move forward to get this done. And I don't think Mark in any way is going to accept anything less than moving full speed ahead to get a stadium done. And you know, anything less than getting it done is going to be a failure. So I think we have to move as quickly as possible still. I think finally we have the right players at the table. And I think that once we can get in a room, I'm all for pizza. It's time to buy some pizza, sit down and hammer this deal out and figure out how to keep the Raiders here. One thing I did want to say when I spoke earlier is get out and buy your season tickets. Fill that stadium and show, you know, get Raider Nation back in that stadium. And let's start rooting our team on.
Any other? Right over here.
To extend the lease with those two one-year options. What do you want to see in that time?
I can't put it to any one or two things. There's some things that are very, very important to me, and I don't know if we should get into those things today, but the people up here know what those things are. And if we can get to the baseline of the things that I feel are necessary for a successful stadium situation, then that'll be what I'm looking for, and we'll see how that goes.
Mark, a lot of fans look at it like, you know, they've seen in the news the last couple of weeks, it just appears that the Raiders are being shopped around in Las Vegas, in San Antonio. At this point, I know this question keeps coming up, how interested are you in staying in Oakland?
I don't think I've ever once said that I wasn't interested staying in Oakland, and I'll continue to say that. But at the same time, if people are going to call you and offer you things to look at, you have to look at them. You just have to do that as a business person and everything else. But my heart is here in Oakland. And if we can get something done, that's what I'm trying to do.
Another question?
No, I just want to say that's not just lip service. I've spent many a times with this man, not just in his office, but we've spent time having meals together, and he has told me without a doubt that this is his home. This is where he wants to play football. So even in the beginning when I didn't believe that the Raiders wanted to stay here, he convinced me. And it wasn't just him trying to, you know, pull the wool over anybody's eyes. His heart, and he convinced me that his heart is here in Oakland. So I think that I don't ever fault him for, you know, looking around and when people call him. But I think it does put the pressure on us that people do want this team. And if we want this team, we need to be serious about it, and we need to be the ones calling him too. And I think people should quit doubting his desire to stay here in Oakland.
One right here, Zenny.
Does this also mean that there's a lower priority where we have been, if you will?
Do you want to answer that one?
I think the one thing the county wants to do is do what we can to assure that all the professional sports teams remain here in Oakland. And one way we can provide more flexibility is paying off the bond indebtedness. The city has agreed that they're comfortable with us doing that. We pay off the bond indebtedness on the property out here, the Coliseum property, about $100 million. The city would pay us back their share of that. That gives us more flexibility to come up with a stadium deal with the Raiders. So we're definitely committed to that. I think that moves us in that direction. There are other pieces that need to come into place, but that definitely happens. And the other thing I would say is, once again, you know, Larry's been on the JPA and a council member for a long time. Scott's been a county supervisor for a long time. I've been on the city council and a county supervisor. So, you know, we have a lot of experience, and given an opportunity, I think we can make things happen working with the Raiders.
Right here. Question right here.
San Francisco Chronicle. Mark Davis, you have expressed in the past that you would like control of 120 acres of land at the Coliseum site. Are you still asking for control of 120 acres, and are you willing to pay for it?
All right. Here's what I want to say about that 120 acres and everything else. Right now, where the Coliseum sits, on that parking lot, there's 120 acres. There's parking. There's an arena. We like the game day experience of tailgating on that parking lot. We do not want to give that up. Now, there's two teams playing in that Coliseum. One of them is the Oakland A's, one of them is the Oakland Raiders. Now, people have not listened when I've said, I do not mind if we build two stadiums on that site. The A's stadium would take about 12 acres, the Raiders stadium would take about 15 to 17 acres. That's fine with me, but I do not want to give up the parking. If in fact the A's do want to stay in the Oakland Coliseum site, they need to commit ASAP so that we can go ahead and design and take down the Coliseum, provide all the infrastructure that's necessary to build two brand new stadiums in Oakland, and two teams will then come back in and play in two brand new stadiums. What I do not want to do is build a football stadium in the corner of a parking lot while the Oakland Coliseum is still standing, and then once we have a brand new stadium, we begin to tear down or build a new baseball stadium and then tear down the Oakland Coliseum, disrupting the ingress, egress, and parking and tailgating experience for the Raider fans on game day. So what it's going to take to get something done on this site and in Oakland, at least on the Coliseum site, is for the A's to make a commitment to Oakland and tell the people what they want to do. And they've got to tell these people here, and these people here have to tell me what's going to happen. That's what I've been saying continually and consistently all the way along. Now, as far as control of that land, I don't know whether it be a long-term lease. I don't know whether it be a purchase. I don't know how that works. But whatever costs are attached or added to the cost of building a stadium have to be taken care of somehow. We have to figure that out. So if, in fact, there's a price to that land, that goes to the increased cost of the stadium. That's all I can say. The Raiders right now had $500 million to put towards a stadium here in Oakland. Now we have $600 million because the NFL has added another $100 million. That's what we're bringing to the table. We've got a football franchise that wants to be here, and we've got $600 million to help build a stadium, and it will create jobs and everything else in this community. That's what I can tell you.
Ken, question?
Ken Houston, Community Advocate. Oakland has the most dedicated fans. I mean, we are the most dedicated fans in the league. Besides buying tickets and being as dedicated as we are, what else can citizens do to show that we want you to stay here?
I have no doubt, personally, about the fans of the Raiders in Oakland. There's no question in my mind. What you just said has to be heard by the people that are sitting up here next to me and understand how important we are to you. And I believe that these people do understand that. But the message has to be clear to them. You don't have to sell me. I've put on the table what we can do, and we want to stay. We need help.
One more question. Right back here.
Brian Dixon, Forever Oakland. I just want to know, if you're talking about the game day experience and stuff with the fans, will the top deck Mount Davis be finally taken off in the tarps if we can fill it up to 63,000 just like it was in 2011?
It will not. Not this season.
Okay. Mark, I'd like to thank you very much for being a partner, being a great community citizen, and the heritage and the history of your family, and your being here, and the commitment you've made to all of us in coming today. And Larry and my board members, I'd like to thank all of you for the support that you gave us as we tried to work this through. And last but not least, my good friend Mark Bedain. Deals like this are not easy to get done. A lot of midnight telephone calls. And Mark, I deeply appreciate the effort and the hard work you put in helping us. So with that, thank all of you for coming, and have a very nice day.
I just like to say one more thing, that we do have an opportunity to create a new future in Oakland, and let's try to do that. And that's what we're here to do. All right? Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.